Blog Talk Radio. Hi, everyone. This is Bonnie Albers on air with Susan Z. Rich, and I am so happy to be back on the air. I had taken a week off because, of course, it's the holidays, and happy holidays to everyone. I'm so happy to be back. I don't know whether you were celebrating or what you were celebrating, but I know it was busy around here. We had all kinds of company, and I had way too much coffee, probably too much food, and I am just ready and waiting to get back to my airwaves, and I'm just so happy and grateful that you are all on here with me. We have a fabulous show today. And I want to kind of tell you what's going to be happening this week with the other shows, but let me tell you who I am. I'm sure most of you that listen to my show know I'm Bonnie Albers. I'm an RN, which is a registered nurse. I'm a legal nurse consultant. I can work in the courtroom, and I'm also a counselor. I specialize in romance, relationships, and love. I love love, guys, and I can answer and I can help you with anything you need. I'm also a spirit medium. That's my favorite part of what I do. Spirit comes to me when they come to me. I have friends that ask me, well, Bonnie, you're at a party. I mean, isn't my mom or dad here? Well, what I tell everybody, and Susan will tell people also, is spirit comes to us. We can't go looking in the spirit world for them. So spirit knows when you need a message. And if they feel you're doing okay or there's no message they want to give me to give you, that doesn't mean they're not around you. It just means they don't have a message for you from me at this time. So I tell people that, listen, when you go to sleep at night, if you're looking for somebody in the spirit world, that's the easiest, fastest, and best way to find them. Because right before twilight, when you're laying down and going to sleep and you're quiet, that's usually when they can come. There's all kinds of signs that they give you, but really when you're quiet and you're listening, that's when they're there. So just because I might not give you a message or Susan doesn't mean that your loved ones or anybody you're looking for isn't there. I am so excited because today, and we are hitting the new year, we are going to talk about the new moon, which is in Capricorn. And we have a famous astrologist coming on Wednesday to talk about what's going to start to come on 2014. But we're also going to talk to you about your Akashic record. We're not off that subject yet, guys. You know we have our soul windows and why we're here, and that's the Akashic record. So I am going to tell you how to get a hold of me. And then my co-host she's got stuck in an accident, and she'll be here in the next 10 minutes. So we're either going to talk or I'm going to start taking callers. First, I would like to tell you about what your Akashic records are. Your Akashic records are what you're here for, what your soul is meant to do in this lifetime. And we go through your soul windows, Susan and I, because it's a lot easier to tell where you are, what stage by your soul windows. And Susan, who's an expert at it, I can feel it, but she actually opens your records. She can see all, it looks like a scroll, and she reads off that scroll what your soul is supposed to be doing here this lifetime and what you're supposed to accomplish. I can't tell you how cool that is, because one, I know if you all have listened to me, I do not get past that second soul window, which is the soul window of the teenage years, so it's kind of like I'm stuck right there, and I know what I'm here to learn. I just haven't moved forward yet. So I am so excited to tell you that she will be here and she'll open all your Akashic records, and I am going to start taking callers in just a few minutes. But if you want to know how to get a hold of me, I have a new website going up. Diana, you need to get that website up, and you can get a hold of me at bonniealbers-on-air.com. And the hyphen just looks like a little dash, like a dash between the words. My old .com is bonniealbers.com. But if you leave me a message there, sometimes I get it and sometimes I don't. So I'm also on Facebook, Bonnie Albers on Air, Bonnie Mosenter Albers, if you want to find my personal Facebook. I love you to leave messages there. I'd like you to Facebook me. I'd like you to like our page, our radio show on Blog Talk. You can leave messages there. You can become a member where we are. and you can leave us messages, tell us what you want to hear, tell us what will make you happy that we talk about, because we can talk about anything, and let us know how we work out for you. Tell us if, you know, you've liked your reading, if you like what we've said, and that way we can gauge how we're going to continue doing some of our shows. So I am going to tell you that Susan Z. Rich, again, is an Akashic, I say Akashic, she says Akashic record opener. She has a website, Susan Z. Rich at whitewings.com. She's available for readings. I'm available for readings. Again, I'm going to tell you my new website, there is a contact section that's up. And if you put in your contact information, there's not much else on there, I think, but my about me. I am available for counseling. I am available for readings, and I'm available for any type of love, romance, relationship help, or any mediumistic things that you might need. We have a full board today, and I'm looking for Susan, and I'm going to see if she has left me a message, or I'm going to start taking calls. So give me 1 minute. I'm going to look for my partner, my co-host. Apparently, she has been stuck in an accident. And so I'm going to take the first caller. And the first caller is 6181. Hi, 6181. It's Bonnie. How are you today?
Hello.
Hello. Hi. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Can I have your name?
This is Amy.
Amy. Hi, Amy. What can I help you with today?
Are you only taking calls on love? Are you taking other questions?
I can take any other questions you have. I also do that also. But, I have a specialty, and that's why I tell you what I do. I take one question, and then if you have a question, both Susan and I work like that. If you have a question for me, just throw it out and see what I got.
Okay. Well, my question is, for 2014, do you see a job change for me coming up in the future?
Okay, that's pretty broad for both of us, so can you tell us what you do?
I actually work for state government, and I'm trying to actually change into a different agency or a different job with a different agency.
Okay, Amy, I am hearing spirit tell me, and it's very, very strong, and I know you're probably not going to like this, but it says stay there, that you are not going to like where you want to go. So I don't know why. I kind of feel, let me hear what spirit says. They say there's a problem within your department. Is there a problem within your department? Where you are?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty negative here. Yeah, and the management isn't very.
What they're saying
is. How can I put it? They're very negative. Yeah, it's a difficult environment to work with where I'm currently at.
I know, and what they're saying to me is this. I know you're going to hate this, and people are out of jobs, so please, I'm imploring you because they're telling me, stay. This is how they're saying it in my ear, Amy. Stay there, stay there, stay there. Things will get better. And what they're showing me is the month of March. So I hate to say this. Actually, I love to say this, and spirit is right with me. My body is glittering all over the place, so I don't know if you have somebody in spirit, but they are agreeing with what I am telling you. If you change positions to this company that I think you are got either an application in for or you're looking at, you will not be happy there. So what I am hearing is that you really need to stay where you are, and things will change. And they are I can't tell you how spirit works with me. They're flashing March up. And I don't know why, and I don't know if there's be a management change or somebody's going to leave, but if you just hold on, and you can get back with me every week because I'm so sure of this message that you will be happy. So if I were you, Amy, and there's a lot of people out of jobs, I would keep the position that you're in, because they're telling me things will get better and it'll be around March, which isn't far. You've got January, February, and then you got March. So if you can hold on till March, I would tell you that would be your answer. Does that help you?
Do you think March could be, March could be a change with a different agency?
You know, I am just hearing, and one thing I won't do is question spirit, and spirit is telling me stay there, and there'll be something that changes in March. So I'm going to tell you that they say it'll get better in March. So what I'm probably going to tell you when I get that kind of message is it means there's probably going to be a turnover, somebody's going to retire, there'll be a sudden leave of somebody, and then that situation will get better. Oh, my goodness, I'm glittering all over. There will be somebody that will not be there that is really facilitating a lot of this negativity and bringing the negative energy in. So I'm getting the feeling, and I'm being told, that things will get better for you. That does not mean a job change to me. That means that you're going to stay where you are, or this is what spirit's telling me. It's better for you to stay where you are, and that it will get better in March, and there will be somebody leaving or somebody that's going to retire, somebody that's going to abruptly leave, and it'll change that energy in wherever you are. I know you say your government, and that doesn't happen, but I'm hearing that it will. So I hope I helped you.
Okay.
I want to tell you to change jobs, but you don't have to listen to me because, you know, we all have free will. This is just what I'm hearing from spirit. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And listen, have a fabulous, wonderful, thrilling New Year. And since you didn't ask me about love, I'm hoping that you have parties, that you have somebody you're going to spend it with. And if not, spend a happy, nice, quiet evening with some hot chocolate and some glitter. I'm a glitter girl. Have a fabulous day. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. You too.
You're welcome, Amy. Bye-bye. Let us know how it goes. Okay, I'm going to go to six. Oh, I think I've got Susan. Let me take Susan. Hello.
Sure. Hey, I'm so sorry. It's like I apologize to all our listeners, but I got, you know, stuck in one of the little fender benders, and it's like, and went into a spiritual time warp that I looked at the clock and I went, oh, my God, I'm stuck out here in traffic, and Bonnie's on the air all by herself doing a fabulous job, of course.
Why, thank you, Susan, but I will tell you, I love you to death, and you are my show co-host, and I'm so glad that you're able to come on, and I have somebody that I would like you to talk to, because she is so fabulous, and I think she just got off. It was a 772 number. So if you'll hear out there, and you were 772, please call back in, because I know you wanted to talk to Susan. Susan, we are going to talk later in the show because we've got a full board here, but I'm going to go to 6214, and then we'll find out about, unless you want to tell us about the accident, or do you just want to forget it for a while?
No. I'm just so thankful that I was an observer and not a participant, you know, and it was breathe, Susan, breathe, breathe, Susan, and everything's just fine. I'm here, and I'm excited
Yay.
To be on the air. And let's get to our listeners.
All right, babes. Here we go. 6214. 6214. How can we help you today? Susan and Bonnie. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. 6214. Can you give us your name? You're on the air.
Liz.
Well, hello. Hi, can you hear me? You must be muted. Hello.
Hello.
You might
Hello.
Be muted. Can you hear
Hello?
Us?
Yes.
Okay. Can we have your name?
Liz.
Liz?
Yes.
Okay, Liz, how can Susan and I help you today?
Yes, I am, because you were talking about the records, and I'm just wondering about where I'm at, because right now it feels like it's not going anywhere. In my life,
you're, like a, you're looking at your life and going, "There's no way I wrote this, right?"
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Can I have your age, please?
46.
26?
46.
36. Oh,
no,
okay.
46.
You've got an echo, and but we counted you up. We're at the right soul window now. All right. 46, from my book, The Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine, which is on Amazon.com, you are in right now the beginning of what they call Cryon Return, and Bonnie will attest to that it's a soul window
she's going
to refuse to go to the rest of her life.
I am
but
not
we'll
going
see.
There. No, not going there. Girlfriend, you take it.
Yeah, she's determined she's going to stay in the second soul window, which is 15, okay?
Ooh,
so,
no.
That's what queen energy will do for you, you know? So what happens is that you are at the beginning of a major soul window, and what that is that the dreaming soul fully awakens, looks around, and it's called the full 50 circle, and you have your toe in it right now, and not completely in it, but you're feeling the vibrations, the rumbles in your life, like nothing seems to fit. Dissatisfaction.
Yes.
You might find yourself maybe a little argumentative where you weren't
yes.
before.
Yes.
Looking at others and going, you know, what planet did I get dropped into? I mean, geez.
Yes.
Just a sense of an overall disconnectedness from everything that seemed that was you before. And it's perfectly in sync, even though it feels that everything is out of sync in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's happening is your divine self, especially in your, it feels like in your personal relationships, okay,
yes.
On all levels, that you're finding that you're having to be put in a position to stand up for yourself more.
Yes.
You're kind of a peace at all costs girl, and but you're not a doormat. I don't see that at all. But you know, you just don't like adversity. I mean, you just don't have any room for it. So if you have a specific question, I'm going to end what I just said to tell you that your Akashic records right now, you're right in sync and right in tune. You're right where you're supposed to be. All the rumbling and all the rolling is about one thing and one thing only. You come in with an imprint on your Akashic record of always feeling that you have to prove yourself that you are deserving of receiving. You have to try harder, be more, look better, whatever it is, more. And your whole life path is about, you know, I'm all that just being me. And it's difficult because you have perfectionist issues. You have OCD.
And I'll see too. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you're a pleaser, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like and the way you designed it is like, you know, you're walking up that mountain and you've got a 50-pound backpack of stuff. And the whole thing is that you're going to walk up the mountain, but the lessons you are learning now is that, you know, what the heck am I carrying? You know, you're hiking in the mountains, and, gee, you've got your nightclub dress, you've got your fancy shoes, you know, you all of that extra stuff, and you're going, why?
Yes.
And that's where you are right now.
Okay.
Yeah, Bonnie, you got to jump in there?
I am. Yes. Liz, darling, if you want me to show you how to be happy, grateful, and want to receive, you just give me a call. Because, see, I know how to do that. I just don't get it all. So I would love to show you that, because receiving is is so special in this lifetime, right, Susan? And a lot of us don't feel that we have the right to receive. So, and that's why we just keep stressing ourselves out. And I'm going to tell you that I have my hands open to receive. Just come. So so take a little advice from me and just open those arms and receive all the things that the universe has for you. And I love your reading. Susan's so wonderful. Susan, do you have anything else to add?
Yes, I have. It's just kind of a pinging like a metal marble, and it won't go away. There is a specific question that you want to ask about your personal relationship?
Yes, I do. Do you see it? I'm not excited. Getting better, but I know for 2014, I don't.
You're warbling. Are you in a relationship now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and how long?
3.5 months. It'll be 4 months next month.
Okay. Are you hoping that this is going to, like, take the next level up?
Yes.
Okay. There's some issues popping up already, isn't there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Bonnie, you want to take this?
I will. Oh, honey, you know what?
I love that.
I'm popping up here all over the place. But, you know, at 3 to 3, you know, do you remember the movie 9.5 Weeks? Well, you're not even there yet. So 3 to 4, you know, 2 to 4 months is what I think I heard you say. There are a lot of issues. And, you know, some of them, I have to tell you, I feel are yours. And I want to tell you that, especially with, you know, a perfectionist attitude or somebody who's looking for perfection, that can be another way of saying, I really don't want a relationship. I'm not ready because you'll never be perfect. Okay, so I've got to tell you, I don't think they're all his issues, but I do see he has issues, so it's not all you either. I can tell you when they start like this, and it's only 2 to 4 months, you got about 9.5 weeks. So I would really, seriously, I mean, you know, I just have to tell you. I'm sorry, but I want you to know that the right ones come up when you're right yourself. And that means that you can't really be in a state of what you're doing as far as you want everything perfect, you want him to act like this, you want to do like this. I know you don't think I can hear you saying, no, I don't, but you really do. And so what I'm going to ask you is if you really want a man and you don't want him to be like you, because, you know, sometimes the opposites attract better, the same kind of, you know, irk each other a little, and that's because they constantly are rubbing together what their issues are and right in your face. So what I'm going to ask you to do is work on yourself with that those issues, because you really can't find somebody who you're going to last with, because you're always scrutinizing what they do. There is somebody for you, and Susan will tell you that. There is somebody for you, but you've got before you look, this one's gone, you need to really work on really, nobody's perfect, honey. Nobody, no situation, no love situation. I've been in a marriage for a long time, and it's not all perfect.
Oh, no, you just gave away your age, Bonnie. Ooh.
Well, you know, I don't mean to, I'm glad it isn't perfect, because if it was, we wouldn't be here. There's issues all of us have to work out, as you know, Susan. So I feel like you can do this, but first you've got to put and lay down your issues first. So I'm going to hand you back to Susan, and she can tell you.
Okay.
Yeah,
Go ahead, Susan.
One of the things that in our young soul windows is that, you know, we're taught in the American society, and actually even in the spiritual path too, is that we can have it all, you know, that perfect, you know, relationship, perfect job. But perfection is in the eye of the beholder. and there is nothing that comes into your life that there isn't about cooperation and negotiation. And when you find yourself into compromise, then the ego is in the relationship. But it's always a give and take. It's like, you know, I don't like purple, you wear purple shirts. Maybe we could do an eggplant. How about that? You know, and you just, you know, you just got to remember that when you're in relationships,
okay,
that, you know, the reason why they're attracted to you is that because you try so hard and you make them feel so special because of that. But that
sure.
trying so hard kind of spills over on, like, you know, after a while they feel like they're walking on eggshells.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. and also what happens is they never live up to that. They start getting really complacent because you're doing everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, and then you resent it, and then that you know, lands to where you are in 4 months. So, you know, work on, like, you know, looking at yourself, really understanding nobody's going to do everything, and try to lay back in a relationship just a little bit and let him do for you too, and see where that rolls. But I've got to tell you, I have a full board, Susan, and I would love to continue with Liz. Please call us back and let us know how. And happy, happy, happy New Year. And go for it.
Yes, happy New Year.
Yeah.
Thank you, both of
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye,
New
Year.
So bye.
You're welcome. Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, I have a caller I have been waiting for, so I am going to this. I don't see her number again on here. So I'm going to go to 2051. 2050. Susan? Susan? Hello?
Hello? Yeah. Are you talking to me?
I thought I lost you. Oh, my goodness. What? No,
I'm listening to do your board thing.
6214, you are on. Or did I speak with you already, 6214, and you didn't hang up? Is that what happened? Yeah, I think 6214 is just listening. So I am going to go to 1521. 1521, can I have your name?
Shante.
What's your name?
Shante.
Shante.
Shante. Nice.
Yes.
Hi.
I know, I love that name. If Susan and I would love to help you go into the new year. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. I was just wondering, where do you see things heading between Jonathan and I?
Say that again.
How long has she's wanting to know where I see things headed, or you see things headed with Jonathan and her? Can we ask you first? Go ahead, Susan.
Go ahead, Bonnie.
No, I was just going to ask her, first of all, how long has it been with Jonathan?
It's not really anything serious yet, and it's been three years already, on and off, back and
forth. Because I was going to say, and I don't, you know, I'm going to hand you over to Susan with this one after me, but I just don't see a serious relationship with Jonathan. I think that you either I feel like there's somebody else in the picture with him. So I'm not quite sure, and maybe what happens is there's somebody in the picture and then you come back, or there's somebody in the picture and you come back. But I'm not quite sure, but what I'm hearing is let Jonathan, you know, do his thing, and you need to really, really find yourself a relationship that is going to last. And move you forward in this lifetime. And I just don't feel that Jonathan, you know, is going to give you what you need. I think that if you keep going back and forth with him, you know, he'll be glad to do that. But I don't think he's going to be a permanent fixture in your life. Susan, do you see anything different?
I agree, but no, I don't. You know,
Yeah.
What I'm feeling is a lot of flirtation going on that is kind of empty, you know, and I think what you're looking for is, you know, you want something solid, and I'm not, how old are you, Shante?
25.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah, you're ready to, I mean, start nesting and get serious about life and a partner and everything. And I just don't see that he's ready for that yet. But he has all the potential. I mean, he has all the earmarkings of what you would look for. So I think that's what's tripping you up, is because it feels so right to you, okay? So basically, I see a settling down with you in about another year, year and a half or so, with literally almost a carbon copy of what you're attracted to right now.
Mm-hmm. I love that. I love that. You know, Shante, you would want to, I don't know what you're doing to find him, and, you know, I won't go into my whole big speech about, you know, how I, if you're not going to meet them at school, you're not going to meet them at your job, you're not going to meet them because you're not going to bars. You know, I'm a real big online, you know, social dating princess. I believe in it. I think that's how we meet people. I can give you all the tips that you want, but I just know you've got your heart set on this, and you keep waiting for him to grow up, I guess. You know, that's the word I'm hearing. But I see the two of you, but I don't see a lot of, I don't see the hearts and sparkles that I see when I look at a couple. I just see some empty stuff. I see the both of you smiling at each other, but I just don't see that meat and potatoes that you need, you know, to really create a relationship. So I don't, you know, I hope you're, you know, understand that, and we would want the best for you. So go look for him, honey. And you know what? If this guy is really wanting you, he'll come running and he'll give up all his other ways, don't you think?
Uh-huh.
Don't
I
you
hear,
think, Shante?
Yeah. I just want to throw one thing in there, may I? Okay.
Yeah.
The inner child, okay, which is we deal with an inner child and an ego within, in emotions. The inner child is a 4-year-old little girl that just wants to be loved and is all emotion and is very capable of controlling us with temper tantrums. That's it. That's what I want, and nothing else will do. But understand that in the emotion of love, where your inner child is of wanting and needing, is that love is like a, and I'm probably going to get a lot of riff for this, but love is like a big conveyor belt. And your inner child really doesn't care who slips into that slot of making you happy as long as you're happy. If tomorrow you went out and bumped into this gorgeous guy that worshiped the ground you walked on and just made you feel like a queen, you'd go, who? Woo! Yeah. I'm the other guy. I mean, you wouldn't even, I mean, it would be like, oh, yeah, I was in love with him. And that's how you have to think. That, you know, and my favorite prayer for people, for both men and women who are trying to move through an attachment to someone that is not working out, is that in gratitude. Thank you all, God, the powers that be, for this wonderful experience of sharing time with this gentleman or this woman. And if this is not the right person for me, I know the perfect person is coming in right behind. And what that does is that keeps your... Yeah, it keeps your inner child from painting you into a corner of saying, if I don't get this particular person, I'm going to be miserable for the rest of my life. And that's exactly how she make you feel.
Well, Shante, I've got a whole board here. We hope we've helped you. And you move on, honey, and you let us know how it goes. But keep those eyes out, because you are too young, too adorable, and too sweet to even be thinking about just lingering. You need to find the right one that's going to give you that attention. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year. Have a fabulous New Year.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I am going to go to, you know, I'm going to go to My Heart One. Okay. Here. My Heart One. Hi, this is Bonnie and Susan. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Hi, Bonnie and Susan and Diane.
Hi.
Who's this?
Diane, she was in chat because she's in chat. She was waiting for us, Susan. So I am so excited. My Heart, can you give us your first name? Because I love your name, My Heart, of course.
My name is Sharon.
Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
Sharon?
Huh?
Hi.
Yes.
Can you, do you have a question for Susan and I?
I do. I would love to know what the My Akashic Record says about my past.
Your past?
Uh-huh. Am I on it or...
your past, Susan. I think she didn't hear you, Sharon. It's her past. She wants to know what her past is.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought
you said your past, and I'm going to go, you know, you know. No, no. Well, I mean, it's all hooked together, but yeah, your past. How old are you?
I am 64.
Okay.
My favorite soul window, but I don't go there.
Yeah, I know. Getting the chat. Well, you know, here's what I'm picking up as the energy opens up as I connect with, you know, what you have written. All right, you've lived a very diversified life. Okay, that kind of being interested in a lot of different things. All right. And doing some of them and then putting some things on the back burner. It feels like that you've had adversity through most of those years. It's either something or something, okay? And what that created for you is a sense of steady on, steady on, steady on, okay? Does this make any sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, so what your life path is about is to teach you resilience, okay, and which you have done a mighty fine job at. I think that what Spirit is telling me is that your life motto, chuckle, 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 is what doesn't kill you makes you strong.
That's what I got, too. Absolutely. Oh, my God, I've got something coming here. You're right.
Yeah.
Oh, Sharon, I just love your energy.
Yeah.
Oh, Susan,
it's like when I have a spirit guide break out in laughter, I know we got a good one. You know?
Yeah.
And you've done fabulous with what, you know, you wrote for yourself. And I must say that there's several times in your life you came to that point when you said, what was I thinking when I wrote this book? And, during the time when we're going to go back to past, because Spirit made me hear past, not past, okay? So there's something from the past that you need to be aware of, all right? And that is that you come from a karmic past, okay, that directly affects this life that you wrote for yourself of adversity, okay? It's like overcoming great challenges but still feeling like you've lost, okay?
Yes.
You know, fighting the good fight but losing the war, okay? And you've had several lives where you have been the conquering hero, the great, you know, in great battle and overcome this and everything, and you still had self-doubt that you did enough. And what this life is about is that they didn't put anything more on your plate. Trust me, if you could see what I can see about some of the things that you've had to overcome, this life was a piece of cake, a cakewalk. Okay, what it's all about is to feel that you are enough, that, you know, whatever it is, you can rise to the occasion. And if it didn't get done and if it wasn't finished or you didn't, you know, overcome it, well, you know, you did your best and that's enough. And that's what your whole life path is about, is feeling that you did enough. Has that made any sense to you?
Well, it's still, I guess I'm still going through all the struggles to find out that it's enough.
Well,
but,
you know it's letting it go. Just letting it go.
Hey, can I jump in real quick? You know, I'm just sitting here with my fingers, going crazy on my pen here. So can I just jump in? Or are you okay with that, Susan? Are you at the point where I can jump in?
No,
did
I'm not.
Oh,
hey, Bonnie.
Oh, please. You know I'm in my second soul window, and we don't wait. Sharon, it's not a big thing that I'm jumping in, but what I hear is, and when Susan was talking, and oh, my goodness, I could feel what she was saying, and it's so interesting because when I heard the same thing, it's like, there's an emptiness you feel in you because you've had so many battles and you've had them even in this lifetime. It kind of leaves you empty and you're like saying, what's the next battle? But what I'm hearing is the most important thing is that your relationships, you've had a lot of ups and downs with your relationships. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hear that they leave you empty. That's how you feel. Even when you have good ones, you get to a point even friendships or whatever, for some reason, they let you down. And it doesn't mean a big time that they let you down, but if you just feel, with relationships, and this is what I got from Spirit, that they let you, that you're empty, that you feel empty with relationships. And I kind of think this is what goes into your Akashic versus Akashic record, Susan, is that
potatoes.
That's right. Tomatoes. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But this is I see the course. And what they're saying is that, and what Susan was saying, steady on. And I love that word because sometimes you don't want it, but it's just that way. What they're saying is that each hurdle that you go through, I mean, this is what I'm hearing from Spirit, each hurdle that you go through in this lifetime, it leaves you empty. But in the end, you will have fulfilled everything that you came here to be. So where you feel empty in this life, because I don't think you have the battle challenges you might have had in the past. You're not on a big battlefield with a sword. But you are fighting your inner battle, and each time you do that, you've conquered, and then you feel empty. So you know what? Keep going, because you've got, and I still see you've got a lot of battles in front of you, because you're not that old. So you've got to realize that this lifetime, go conquer all this. Stop feeling so empty, because this is going to take you to the next level you need to be. So that's what I'm hearing. I'm going to have to tell you that we're going to have to cut it short. Again, I have a full board. But does any of that make sense to you, Sharon?
It does. Thank you. Thank you very much, both of you ladies, for all the information you gave me.
You are so welcome.
Thank
and, honey,
you.
Keep calling us. And have a
happy New Year.
Happy New Year, ladies.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Susan, I have a special guest that I am so excited to introduce. He is one of, I can't believe he's on the board, and I thank him for calling in, and you're going to know when I mention his name who it is. And don't get nervous, Susan, because he's calling for you. This is one of my absolutely favorite poets. He is so deep and profound and so fabulously connected. His name is Spirit Wind, and I'm going to put him through because I think he's calling for you, Susan. Spirit Wind?
Oh, that's that cutie.
Are you on there? Yeah, it's him. Spirit Wind?
Yes, I'm on here.
Oh, I saw your picture on Facebook, you cutie pie.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah,
we can hear you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I try to be.
Well, not only that, but I've got to just, before I let you in on him, Susan.
Tell me, what are you going to tell me today?
Well, wait a minute, Spirit Wind. I just want to tell everybody because I'm so excited. Spirit Wind is going to be our guest on January 20th. He is going to be a world-renowned poet. So if you want to get in on this, he's got so many people on his Facebook to that he can't even take anymore. I think he has 9,000, 8,000 people, and he's got like 700 or 800 that want to be his friend. Please go on and check out. It's Spirit Wind. What do you have on your? Do they have to look up just Spirit Wind? Spirit Wind, or can they, do they have to use your Kelly name? Kelly Wood.
Spirit Wind Kelly Wood.
Check him out.
Pages. The second one, Spirit Wind Kelly Wood 2.
I can't tell you.
I looked at your website. Fabulous. It just, you know, the words that I see on is just profound. It's like, the first thing I heard was the heart of a nation, you know.
You go for it, Susan, because I'm handing them over to you, or I'm going to gush all over this thing. So you go ahead.
Thank you. thank you. Let me step into my cougar shoes here. Okay. Here's the thing. The whole time that I'm hearing your voice and I've seen what you look like, you know, you obviously have Native American heritage.
Yes, I do. I'm part Cherokee.
Okay.
I'm Cherokee and German, actually.
Okay. Because the first thing that, and it just won't go away, so I'm just going to say it. It's like there was a profound picture that moved me. When I first got into Spirituality 101, I was totally enamored with Native American. I mean, I did the sweat lodges. I had the dream catchers. I mean, the feathers and the smoke. And, I mean, I loved the simplicity of such an elemental devotion. And it's a fabulous energy, fabulous. But I cannot get the visual. I saw a picture once that was taken of Sitting Bull, okay? And it so profoundly moved me of the dignity that I saw in this picture. And I keep on seeing this picture superimposed over you. Now, Bonnie is better in the spirit world than I am. So I don't know what spirit is trying to tell me as to whether you are a reincarnation of that particular Native American energy, or that energy is feeding information to you from the spirit world, but it just will not go away.
Does that make sense? He has a delay, Susan, so that's why he's not
mm-hmm.
answering us right away. But Spirit Wind, does that make any sense to you? Can you relate to that? Do you know who Sitting Bull is?
I would imagine he would.
Yeah.
Of course I know who Sitting Bull is, and I follow my page. You'll learn a lot. So.
It's an amazing energy that I just feel around you. But you are have an attachment. I know you feel like that you get energy from everywhere, but this one particular profound Native American, I mean, with dignity and carriage and such profound sadness. And it's like that you are the voice and the savior of this nation long gone. And that's how I feel really emotional when I say that. I mean, because it's you just can't stop. I mean, it's like do you write in your sleep?
Sitting dog.
I do. I actually wake up at night and I'll have thoughts on my mind.
Yeah, it's an amazing energy, and that's, you know, if you were inquiring about what your Akashic soul record is about, is that you're to make people, not to make right a wrong, because I don't even feel that there's a wrong attached to it. It's we are moving into a technological age way too fast and too frightening to even think about the outcome if we don't reconnect with Gaia and a Mother Earth and come back to the natural elements that feed us, that clothe us, that give us the air that we breathe. And you have a voice, and that is what you're here for. You are sharing lifetime with a spirit.
Do you know, Susan, I've got to tell you something. I know Spirit Wind can testify to this, or he doesn't have to, but I know because you know me. When I did auto writing, I did auto writing for him. That's exactly what I wonder if that was Sitting Bull giving me the message for him, because the message was that he was taking the message of lifetimes of these, you know, this nation, and informing us and giving us the heart, the love, the, you know, inspiration that they have.
Giving us direction. I mean, this is about information coming through how to save our humanity.
Oh, my goodness. That is just I can tell you that I am so moved by him. I read one poem, because you know me, I'm like a spirit girl. I love mediumship. I like the spirits coming. And boy, when those Indians came at me, or those, you know, the Native American Indians came at me, I was so happy. I couldn't tell you because, you know, they were all gorgeous. But the thing was that I didn't realize how moved I was by this man. Again, everyone, his name is Spirit Wind. He is amazing. I think he is going to start doing some CDs, which I hope that he will share with everybody, and he does do. His poetry is online, and it is on his website. The pictures that go along with it tell everything. When I talk to him, my heart bleeds. When I read what his words are, I can see I'm moved. And, you know, a lot of people and a lot of things, especially in this day and age, like Susan said, with all the technology, doesn't do that to anybody anymore. So I think, don't you think, Susan, that his Akashic Records, he's here to move people, to set people so they know what their heart is and what their soul is.
I want to hear what Spirit Wind has to say. He's being way too quiet.
Yeah. Spirit Wind?
Oh, wow, I'm listening. I'm just one to believe people need to get back to nature. They need to connect with nature. We're losing it. You're right. Technology is way too advanced for people, and it's, people are losing sight of what it is meant to be. I just try bringing that back and letting people know what it's about. I try keeping it simple and true, what I speak, and I think I do a good job of that. So
I think you do, too.
Civilization is getting way out of hand, I think. Yeah, they are. They're just getting way out of control with it, and people are losing sight of what's real anymore. You know, I just try to bring that back to people, give them a little hope, and share a smile with them once in a while.
Well, you know, it's like the sowing seeds. Those that are ready to understand and embrace it, they take hold and sprout.
Yeah, Spirit Wind, I've got a whole full board here.
Yeah, they do.
You are on,
you know,
the show.
And it's good.
Thank you so much for calling, and I get to hear that beautiful accent of yours. Where is that accent from?
Actually, I'm from all over. I don't know where my accent actually comes from. I'm originally from West Virginia.
Yeah,
so,
I just hear that.
Yeah, maybe
I hear
a little bit of it comes
rolling,
from that, but I've seen a lot of states, so.
Yeah, rolling southern, and there's also like a little twang in there. It's like, it's beautiful.
Yeah, you know what, Spirit Wind, I think that you've been given a name,
no,
Sitting Bull.
No, thank you, and I look forward to the show.
Oh, we can't wait.
Yeah.
And take that with you, because Sitting Bull should be on top of your computer. It should be on top of all of, because I believe that's who maybe gave me the auto writing for you, or actually maybe, you know, is giving you your poetry, because I've never heard anything so beautiful, and you write so unbelievable, and you, I don't even know that anybody studying poetry, and I don't know that you didn't, but could ever write anything as moving, compelling, and touching as you. So thank you for being on our show, and we can't wait to have you as a host, as a co-host. So thank you for gracing us with your voice.
Well, thank you for having me on it.
Oh, thank you, and Happy New Year.
Hey, it's getting me prepared for the show.
Thank you.
Happy New Year to you too, and yeah, and you guys have a good day.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye, Sterwin. Oh, he's just so marvelous. If anybody out there, please read his poetry. I tell you, I'm not a poetry girl, and he's moved me. Susan is, so she's also an author. Like, he's an author also. He'll get on when he's a co-hosting, when he's one of my guests, he's not a co-host, but when he's one of my guests, he will tell you that he's written a poetry book, and he's writing another one. So I'm going to take the next.
Hey, Bonnie, can I jump in here quick?
Oh, yeah.
Since I missed the first 15 minutes, I just wanted to kind of let everyone know, because I've been making this announcement for the last couple of weeks, all of December, is that we have like two more days left of my buy one, get one free reading running off my website, and that is for phone readings or Skype readings. It's like if you buy one for yourself, you get a free one and a certificate. You can give it away as a gift. The certificate's good until March of 2014. You just go to my website, which is SZR, that's S as in Susan, Z as in zebra, R as in rich, whitewings.com, WHITEWINGS, I forgot how to spell, and just pay for your reading and send me an email, and you can keep one, give one away to a friend. We only have two more days of that December special.
I have to tell you, Susan, I did give I did tell everybody that you do readings and to go to your site when you were in the accident. So I did want you to know I did not forget you. But what I didn't do, and which I want to do now, because I just brought up Spirit Wings book, is my favorite. It's going to be a classic. I've read it three times. I know you've all heard us talk about it, and you now know about Soul Windows. We've gone through them, and maybe you want to read more. Is Susan has a book also. I know it's past Christmas or past holidays, whatever you celebrate, but this book is for the money that this book is, this is better than therapy. So, and I charge a lot of money, and so does Susan, for therapy. So if you want to know about what window you're in and why you're in there, what you're supposed to be thinking in that window, please, please download from Amazon.com or from Susan's website, not download, but buy her book. It's called Soul Windows, Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine, Susan. But it is my absolutely, I can't tell you, I don't read very often, and when I do read, I don't read things three times. So this book I have had to pick up three times because it just fascinates me. Buy the book. It is fabulous. I wouldn't tell you to spend your money on something that you wouldn't use. But this book you will use time and time and time again. Again, you'll save at least $100 an hour on therapy. So buy the book. Right, Susan?
Oh, thank you, sweetie. Yes. The book answers a lot of questions that we have pertaining to our Akashic records, and because what it does is it makes you own your life. And when you get into a challenging situation, there's nothing more empowering to make the statement to yourself. It's like, you know, if I wrote it, I can change it.
I love that. And you know what? Another thing, Susan, you know, now we have an astrologist that comes on. He's a famous astrologist. He'll be on Wednesday. His big thing is own your Saturn. So I'm like, own your soul window, own your Saturn. It's obvious that we need to own our life. And I'm big on that with love, romance, and relationships. Own what you do. Own what you put out. Own what you're looking for in other people, because what you do is what you get. So let me go to the next caller. Our board, again, is so full. And I do want to tell people Susan and I are on again tomorrow. We're going to continue the same subject through the new year. So don't worry if you're not, you know, selected or in line in queue today. We are going to be on again tomorrow at 1 o'clock. So I'm going to take 9844. 9844, you are, hi, you're on with Susan and I. How are you today?
Hi. I'm good.
Hi. What's your name?
Tamika.
Tamika. Is it Tamika or is it Tamika?
T-A.
Tamika.
Anisha.
Okay,
Tamika. T-A-M-I-K-A.
Tamisha.
Yeah, I'm saying it right.
We got it.
Tamika.
I love
we
it.
We got
yes.
it, Tamika. Yes, we got it. All right. Honey, how would you like us to answer you? What question would you like us to answer for you going into this new year?
I'm trying to find out about, you know, love, relationship. So, you know. You'll see. You can see what I'm looking for.
Right now, and how I work and Susan works, that's way too vague for us. We need to know what you're doing.
Yeah, be specific. Do you want to know when or who or how?
Who?
Ask a specific question.
Yeah. When, who, and how.
Okay, how long has it been? How old are you?
I'm 38.
Okay, and how long has it been since you've been in a relationship?
Getting out of one.
When was the last time you were in a relationship?
Currently.
She's still in one, Susan. I can
it's
feel
over.
It.
It's been over, but it's been over.
Oh,
it's
really?
I'm trying to finish it up. Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. When was the last time you were in a relationship? Because when you said you were in a relationship, it was like, oh, really?
But it's been over though. That's
oh yeah, how
been,
how long have you been in it?
I was in it for 8 years.
Actually,
with the person for 13 years, but married for 8 years.
Yeah, honey, you stayed too long at the dance.
Yeah, I know.
Mhm. What are you doing now in order to open up love to come to you?
Just keep an open mind. You know, just because that one didn't work don't mean nothing else will.
Yeah, but what are you doing? Like what Susan's asking you is what are you doing to, you know, you just can't just stand there. And that's what I kind of feel. I feel like there's nothing moving towards the direction.
Yeah,
you're waiting for somebody to come.
Yeah.
And that's just not a great feeling for us because we like to move forward. So what are
you
doing?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. Oh, you talk about actively? What am I doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actively.
Trying to move, you know, out of where I'm at to into somewhere else. I'm just trying to clear my energy of that. That's what I'm trying to do, clear my energy of that.
Yeah, what I'm hearing is that if you're looking to feel loved again, which I think that's the point here, is that you have to make space for it. And and this person that you've been with for this long fills up a lot of space. You know?
Yeah.
And so you're going to have to make some decisions and some choices as to make room for someone else. They're there. They're kind of like, you know, circling the prey, as I had said.
Oh.
But, you know, you don't see it. You don't feel it because everything's about, you know, either not being with this guy or being with him or getting rid of him or keeping him or,
no,
you know,
I'm getting rid of him. I'm not keeping him. I'm getting rid of him.
Can I ask a question, Susan? Because I got a spirit here. Do you have somebody? And I've got a spirit saying to me, and it's not a really nice thing. That's why I'm kind of wondering. If there's whoever this is, and it seems like a female voice, and it says, Tamika, I told you not to marry him. He's, and I'm not going to use that word because it's on the, you know, but do you have somebody in spirit that is a female, grandmother, mother? It does not, maybe.
No.
Somebody female in a spirit, because I don't think they're that old either. Maybe a friend that I hear somebody saying that,
my sister.
Yeah, it's a young, younger.
That'd
be
the only person who knows him.
Yeah. So I hear her saying that, and so maybe this was like Susan said, you stayed too long at the dance. Now you got to get rid of that, you know, the baggage. So
yeah,
go ahead,
that's
Susan.
What I'm
going
through.
I just want to have a spirit here. Yeah,
and you're young. You know, I mean, it's
yeah.
like you need to think in terms of you spent a long time with this partner, and it's like you're going to live to be 70, 80 years old. It's like, you know, what are you going to do with the next 50?
Yeah. Travel, live.
Well, honey, you got to put it out there because that's what I'm hearing. You got to put it out there, and I don't know what you're doing to put it out there, and that's why I think Susan and I were asking you. You've got to start clearing out, and you can't go looking for someone else. So you got, like Susan said, you got to clear out the energy from, you know, the baggage. You got to start throwing it out the door because otherwise, looking for somebody is not going to do you any good right now. Because even if they came in, there's no room for them. Right, Susan? Is that what you're, you know, what I'm
yeah,
hearing?
Yeah, but they're there. I mean, it's like, and it was
yeah.
an odd way that Spirit told me. It was like, it's like circling the wagons, you know? I mean, they're within your life realm. It's not like somebody, a complete stranger that we're talking about.
Oh, I've
about
met
here.
This person already. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, you all, okay. So, you know, they're just kind of waiting energetically to see what you're going to do.
Okay, are they
yeah.
young? Are they a young person or an older person? So I'm trying to pinpoint who it is.
Well, no, you're not going to be able to identify them because you can't, don't even see them. You don't even,
yes.
you aren't even aware that the attraction is there because you haven't cleared out the clutter yet.
Yeah, it's somebody that what she's saying, Tamika, is this. It's somebody that is in your circle that you're not looking at. So if you're not looking at him, that he's got something, you know, that he's looking towards you, he's standing in that background. You don't even know. So what Susan's saying is start clearing out that clutter, and he's
uh-huh.
watching. And he's and I feel like, Susan, and I don't know if you're feeling this, he's stepping way back. Because he wants to see,
yeah.
he doesn't want drama or trouble either. And he seems like a really nice guy. I feel like a real solid energy there. But he's
uh-huh.
not going to make any move towards you until you've actually settled a lot of things that are going on with you. And when he's got a calmer life, you're not so, you know, you don't, the baggage
agitated,
is, you know, a lot of the bit, yeah, I just feel like you he'll step right in, don't you, Susan? Can you see
okay.
that?
Yeah.
So
I
how long do you guys think it's going to take me to clear this energy out?
As long as you
hold
take.
On to it.
I'm still in the house.
I mean, it's just, you know, you make up your mind that you're done and you're ready to move on, then that's exactly what you're going to do. But if, you know, if you keep on getting hooked into you guys got heavy karma. You know, and your contract's almost done. So if you keep on allowing yourself to be emotionally hooked into, you know, shoulda, woulda, coulda kind of thing,
I'm not thinking like that, though. That's my thing. I'm not thinking like that. I'm not thinking shoulda, coulda, woulda. I'm not thinking like that about this person.
No, I'm you. Like you.
No,
not him. You.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm like, well,
yeah,
to me. Oh,
no. Yeah. You know what, Tamika, go ahead. I totally knew what you were saying, Susan, totally. And I knew, Tamika, you were thinking more towards him because that's where you're, like, headed. And I get it.
That's my point.
Yeah.
That's my point. Exactly. I made that statement. And who did you think about? You thought about him, not you. Take all
yeah.
that power and energy back into you and
okay,
make it.
Okay, now, okay, I got you.
Yay! All
okay.
right.
Okay.
Oh, Tamika, you're going to have a fabulous 2014, girlfriend. If you
thank you.
Because we never,
yes.
never want you to do something you're not comfortable with. But Susan and I see great, great, beautiful horizons for you. Get going, girl! So
okay.
And give us a call.
Okay.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Okay.
Happy New
Thank
Year.
You.
Happy New Year. Bye. Susan, I am just so excited that, you know, we're able to be, take these many people. We still have a lot of callers. I do want to tell you that Spirit Wind just tapped in, and he said that his book is called Wind Song, and it is also on Amazon.com. Please check it out. I've never seen such photos. Well, it's not photos, but pictures and feeling and poetry in my life. And so please, everyone, if you go to Amazon.com, I wonder if you can just even read a page of it. Actually, if you go to his website, you can, and you're going to want this book for your own. Again, it's for sale on Amazon.com, and the name of the book is called Wind Song. So thank you again. I'm going to take the next caller, Susan. Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, I love being on the air. Okay. 9787. I'm getting so excited I can't take it. Hi, who are you, and how can we help you out today?
Hi, lady.
Hello.
Hi.
My name is Taria.
Taria?
Yes. Like Maria,
Taria.
But with a T.
I love Taria. Taria, sweetheart. Love your voice. What
Thank
question
you. It's
do
cold.
You have for Susan and I? I love it.
I am actually calling because my boyfriend went overseas on a work assignment, and the country that he's in broke out in war. He was keeping in touch by email, and his email communication stopped. And we've all been pretty much on pins and needles over here, and we have a lot of great things planned for the future, and I was just curious to know what you ladies see coming.
Can you be more specific in terms of what do you mean, what do we see coming? I mean, is like, are they going to unfold, or is mm-hmm. that?
Exactly.
Bonnie, I'm going to let you start with this.
Yeah. Here's what I heard, and please don't try to reach him. Okay, because where they are is under attack. They are. And I am going to tell you that he will reemerge. So if you're worried about that, you know, I do believe he will reemerge. And I hear that you're going to probably get some word in about a week and a half. But do not try to get a hold of him because their communications is totally down. I know you're worried. I know that, oh, my God, I'm starting to feel like crazy. So, but I can tell you this, that I see the platoon. I see where he's at. I see these people. And I believe that they're being kept safe. But there is no way you're going to be able to get communications. And I see it's going to be about a week and a half, because I'm seeing one and a half. I don't know if that's a day and a half, or but my big feeling is it's going to be about a week. And then you will know. Somebody will get word to you. But I don't believe that you'll have to worry. I believe if you had to, you would have heard already. So please, I'm just being told, please don't try to get a hold of him. They can't get any communication. So does that help you out at all?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want you to make sure that you listen, because I'm not saying this is spirit, that, you know, it's really they are under attack, and that you need to, that they are safe, but they can't be, you know, the communication, any electronics just can't come through. So please, you know, try whatever you can to hold off, whatever you're doing. Just know that he's desperately trying to get a hold of you as far as when he can, and all of them actually are, to their families. Oh, my goodness, I've got spirit all over. So please, you know, again, if you know, I believe you'll hear from them, and please let us know. But I would believe next year you're going to have a very happy new year. You'll have some good news. Okay?
Mm.
All right, and we wish you this is so sober for me, because I want to send out a shout-out and Happy New Year. And so to Susan, I'm sure we forget, and we don't actually forget. Every day we feel, and I know people who are fighting for us in different parts of the world. And I can only tell you that our boys are always in harm's way when they're not home. And I pray and I send out love, and I know the universe is watching them, but everybody comes home. So just know that you're going to be, your friend is going to be okay, and it'll be about a week and a half before you hear. Okay? Susan, do you have anything to add to that?
No, I have trouble picking up when violence and things are coming up around. I always have, but the first thing that I heard was that there's no point in trying to contact him because it just fell like sand. So it supports what you know you said.
Yeah. And you're only putting them in more harm. You're only putting them in more harm, unfortunately, by everybody frantically trying, because then they, you know, all that electronics they can find. So just, mm-hmm. Know that when they can get a hold of you, they will. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good luck.
So prayer is at the top of the list. That's when we feel that if something's beyond our control, and that there's nothing that we can do in terms of changing a set of circumstances, prayer is the place we go.
Yeah. So know we're with you, and we're going to be happy when you're able to hear from him. So, again, everybody, if you can just send, Tarika, your love, your affection, and everything, and just pray that she hears soon. So have a wonderful, yeah. Happy day, and our thoughts are with you. Okay?
Yes. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Bye. Okay. Oh, my goodness. That always gets my heart because, I hate when anybody's not home, especially with their families. And I know Susan doesn't either. So we all want everybody to be together. And unfortunately, in our world, in our system, we're like a transient world, even with families anymore. So not everybody is together. So I'm going to take the next caller. And the next caller is going to be 4159. 4159, hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. I know this voice, but can I have your name?
Yes, my name is Kululani, and I am not calling from Hawaii today. I'm calling from Texas. I came over here to visit my sister, and it's cold. Yeah, you saw it. It's cold.
I dressed up to go out
with her last night. Yeah, and the son was laughing at me. She's like, it looks like you're going to go play in the snow. And I was like, I am playing in the snow. It's cold out here.
Well, let me tell you, girlfriend, I'm in Florida, and it was cold for me, and it was 60-something. But I will tell you, I'd put my big high boots on, and I'd be joining you because
mm-hmm.
I rock the cold really well. So how can Susan and I help you today?
It was 26 degrees last
you?
Night. I don't want to hear it.
I know, right? It was 20-something degrees last night here in Texas where I'm at because I'm close to Oklahoma. I wanted to know, I was going to have a friend come and visit me from Missouri, a school friend from when I went to high school there for a couple of years. And then all of a sudden everything changed, and I'm here for another week, and I just wanted to know if you guys saw that I was going to get to see my friend or not.
I'm going to let Susan answer this since I took the last one, Susan. I'm going to let you take this one, but I do hear something. I'm wondering if you hear the same thing.
Okay, Bonnie, I have continent hearing loss, and she's got this sexy, raspy voice. Could you please repeat what she asked?
I'd love to repeat this. You're looking for your friend. You came over, right? And you're there, and you're not seeing your friend. Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah, my friend was supposed to drive up from Missouri to come and see me.
This is a guy friend, right?
Yeah.
This guy friend, Susan. I know what I've heard, but anyway, she has a guy friend. She's in town, and he was supposed to come see her, and she only has another week left. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
And he hasn't come see her yet. I mean, I know that's a
How long has he been in town?
He hasn't been in town. The thing is, he was supposed to be here today until the 2nd. We were supposed to spend New Year's and, you know, just hang out because we haven't seen each other for a while. And me mutually, like, his ex-girlfriend was one of my best friends, and she passed away from cancer. And they dated for 10 years. And we're really good friends. And I really thought it was going to happen. I just felt like it was supposed to, but I guess I was wrong.
Yeah. How long has it been since you heard from him?
Well, I talked to him today. But, I mean, we went, like, probably, like, 10 years without talking, and then we're talking for the past year just as friends. And it just seemed like we were going to go have fun, and it was all planned, and I just want to know what happened. Why? What is going on?
What I'm picking up is that there are some outside influence, interference here going on.
Yeah.
I think that he still considers you a best friend, great friend kind of thing, but I think that he now has another priority, okay? And being a little rude and selfish about this. So what if I were you, and if you're as great friends as you are, I would get on it, okay? You need to know, you call him, track him down, and find out what's going on. Because I keep on, the whole time that she's talking, I keep on hearing one word and one word only, selfish.
Right. Well, you know what word I kept hearing? No. So we're both on the same word plane here. But, okay, well, you know what? I handed her over to you, my dear, because I didn't want to say that, but I do want to tell you something, and you know I'm always from the positive light, is this. And I'll tell you what the situation is that I feel, and then I'll hand it back to you, Susan, since this is my word. Now it's in my head. Okay, I'll tell you. He doesn't want – the problem is that he knows that girl was your best friend, and he there's guilt there that he has – you know, that he has other priorities, as Susan will tell you. And he doesn't want you to know that. So he kind of makes it, like, more like you know, a broody, like, oh, come, you know, you don't mystery, and you're hanging on there. And he really doesn't want you to know what's going on because he's got guilt. So if I were you, and when you do call him, because he does have someone or other things going on, I would just say, listen, we were such close friends. I don't want that to hinder what's going on. And I want you to be truthful with me. You don't have to tell me what you're doing, just that you're coming or you're not coming. And he's still, I don't even think he's really going to give you the answer, but I think you know it. So I would make other plans. You know, I would make other plans. And don't take that personally, honey. Don't take it personally because
I
think it would have been...
Is it like there's another priority being another female? Like, is that the other priority? Like, is another person?
Yeah.
Or work?
Yeah.
Because I felt that, too, for some reason.
Yeah.
I've been feeling that for a while. And it's like, it doesn't even need to be like that. You could just be honest. I just want to spend time. I don't even need to hold your hand. You know, I just want to see you.
Put
your honesty in his face, sweetie. Because that's what you need to do. It'll be good for you. It'll be good soul food for you.
And do you want to hear something, honey? You have a beautiful voice. I can feel your energy.
Yeah.
You're sweetheart. And you know what?
Thank you.
I know your intentions were good. But you know what? Not everybody can face their own intentions. So I really believe there's a lot of mixed feelings he's got going on, and he doesn't want to lose you even as a friend. But he doesn't want you to know what's going on. He figures if he can hang you in there, you'll hang in for a while until he decides what he wants to do. No. Go find your friend. If a friend, boyfriend, whatever you want, go find someone that's going to appreciate you, even friend or boyfriend-wise. Because I don't know, you know, the feelings for me with you are mixed. So I really believe that this has nothing to do with, it wouldn't have worked, and you want to be his friend, but it still wouldn't have worked, because he will see that girl all the time when he looks at you. So I will tell you, girlfriend, take your sweet, loving, wonderful, and fabulous energy, and even friend-wise or boyfriend-wise, find someone else, because I know you can.
Thank you.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
I have it very much.
You're
yeah.
welcome. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And
happy
God bless
New Year.
Both you ladies. We are. I'm going to go to Windstar. It's going to be happy.
Yes. Oh, and please drop some sparkle dust for me and Susan, because we love kicking up our heels. So please have a fun
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Be safe.
I
be
will.
Be safe. Be safe.
Thank
and
you,
have
ma'am.
Fun, girlfriend. Have a
all
great,
right, God
great
bless.
2014. Bye-bye. I just love callers. I love callers like her. She's just so sweet. And you know what, Susan? The energy is so wonderful. You know, I love that. It brings, you know, all the energy. You know, bring the energy to the table, because that's what you need in this lifetime. And I just love to feel that kind of energy. Now, I do have to tell you, it's 2:30, and our show today is 90 minutes. So before we hang up, and tomorrow we are going to be on, and it'll be a full day, both Susan and I will be on at 1 to 2:30 or 3, depends on if we do a full day. We keep saying we're going to do 2:30, and then we hit 3 o'clock. So today,
I promise I'll be on time, because I won't even get in my car.
Thank you, Susan. So I just want to tell everybody, because we didn't at the beginning of the show, well, I did, but I didn't have my co-host to say it with, so we're going to talk a little bit about the up-and-coming shows. Susan, you know, you can tell everybody how to get a hold of you. I already did, but you can tell them in your own words. Just let me say, let me tell you what's going on in the next week. Susan and I are on tomorrow, which is New Year's Eve. We're so happy.
Yeah.
We want you all to be with us, be in chat, call us. Please, you know, give us a call. Let us know how, you know, you're doing, and be with us. And then Wednesday, I have the show Bonnie Albers on Air, is the name of all of our shows. And on Wednesday, I have Ron Cole. He's a famous astrologist. He'll be talking about 2014. And we'll be bringing up the new moon tomorrow, so it'll kind of lead into Wednesday, which is actually New Year's Day. I also have the unbelievable, famous, and wonderful Atlantean card reader, Kelly, and she will be here to give you all your new 2014 cards. So we have a lot of really, really good shows coming up. And you heard Spirit Wind today. Please check him out. I've never seen him have so much of a fan base. And through Spirit, he writes these poems that are so unbelievably moving. So please, you know, take a look at him. He also has that book that I told you can buy on Amazon.com, and he will tell you more. He's coming in on January 20th at 2:30. He will be right after, I think it's Monday, January 20th, and it's right after Susan and I, the 90 minutes, but Susan and I will still be on. So please check out those shows. All the rest of the week, we're doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday shows, and Wednesday night, Susan and I are on A1R we continue the same theme that we talk about on Wednesday on Blog Talk. So, will continue, it will continue until we let you know that it doesn't. So, again, our shows are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Until we get tired of it and I think people are fascinated with the idea of, you know, the whole time in the 20 years that I did counseling and have done counseling and therapy and using my intuitive gifts, one of the questions that came up more than anything is that, you know, what is my purpose in life? I mean, what am I here for? I mean, what is all this about? And that just kind of rolled around with me. And through a series of events, it's like that's when the Akashic Soul Records started opening up for me, actually doing past life regressions and started, you know, seeing a thread of what we're all here for. And, of course, the bottom line is love of self. Is to learn what
yeah.
unconditional love of self is for. The rest of it is just characters in a play.
I love that, Susan, and we're going to be moving into 2014, the best thing my that I can tell you is I love past lives. We love Akashic records, and we are going to continue that going into the new year because everybody's so fascinated about what they're here for, their life purpose, and what their past lives were. We did, I think, a couple shows on past lives, and it's so interesting, and everything is always tied in. So I'm so proud and so happy and so honored that both of us can offer all of this to our listeners and callers. And we want to hear from you, too. What would you like? Is there anything we're not talking about? Both Susan and I have a lot of gifts. We bring to you in these shows what we think you would want to hear and what you'd like to ask about. And, I'm an expert on love, romance, relationships, and Susan is an expert on opening Akashic records. But that doesn't stop us from being experts with or gifts from other parts. Susan is a fabulous everything, and so am I. So we can do anything you want, but we're going to
say I love that title. I'm a fabulous everything.
Well, Susan, I'm Aries in the first house. Really, Ron, I'll tell you I'm not, but I always say I am. So it's always about me, but I love you too, and I bring you and you bring me with you, and we rock the house, we hope, each time, and we give everybody a message or messages that we hope that they can, use and help them through whatever crisis, love, relationships, Akashic records, jobs, anything that they need to know. We hope business, we hope that we've helped them. Don't you think, Susan? That's why we're here.
Absolutely. Well said there, Bonnie girl.
Well, honey, I love, love, love you. And I hope to talk to you. And please be on time tomorrow.
I will, Mom.
Hey,
I told you, I'm going to stay out of my car tomorrow, so I will be ready to sign on directly at 1 o'clock.
Isn't that a twist, though, Susan? Usually it's you telling me, because I'm really in that second soul window, and that's why I had to tell you that, because, girlfriend, if I ever get a chance, that's just a kidding chide. You are wonderful, you're fabulous. You are my mentor, and I love you to death. So, or life, actually, because you don't like that.
Thank you. For that little correction that she made, she comes from this energetic background. It's like, oh, that just killed me. Oh, I love you to death. And I've been trying to correct her vocabulary of not using kill words.
I know.
And joy, because your energy and vocabulary is very, very important.
Yes, it is. And I will tell you, I'll walk with spirit. I want spirit to walk with me. Susan's corrected me. You don't want to walk with spirit. You want spirit to walk with you. I'll take spirit any way I can. I love having spirit with me. That's my favorite thing. I love resonating with spirit. I love getting messages from spirit. So when I say, oh, I love you to death, life and death to me is like the song. You want me dead or alive, but I'm going to stay alive for you, Susan.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you tomorrow, and I love everybody. We love everybody. Love is in the airwaves, and we hope you enjoy our show. So have a wonderful day, and if you don't listen to us, and we hope you have a wonderful New Year's Eve and New Year's. Going into 2014.
Yes, Happy New Year, and catch up with us tomorrow.
Yeah, Happy New Year. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.